Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder... Little Del Shannon bringing us back. How about that from the Wayback Machine? 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Now, Allison DeBall does not remember Del Shannon, right, Allison?
No, I don't remember the whole. But he sounds great.
It's a good song from the Wayback Machine. Tell us how we can find you online.
Our site is at www.deballandassociates.com.
Spell it.
D-I-B-O-L-L and associates.com.
Yeah, we got the end there. We know how to do that one. But DeBall, that was the one.
That's
I wanted you to make.
That's the trick
one.
People
I wanted to make
always
you
ask about that.
With a name like Blasingame, I try to make sure we get other people's names right.
Thank you.
So tell us what you guys do.
So we were just talking offline for a moment about greenwashing. Greenwashing applies to the energy movement, and it's something we all want to be aware of. It's the practice by larger companies, typically, of really changing the positioning of what they're doing. They're disingenuously spinning their product and policies so that they look environmentally friendly,
right,
so that we buy them, we subscribe to them, we use them. And interestingly, the term greenwashing developed a number of years ago in a particularly positive way. It was coined to describe the hotel industry's practice of putting that little card in the bathroom that says,
yeah,
keep your towels on the on the towel rack if you don't want us to wash them, and
mm-hmm.
save wash water and
mm-hmm.
energy. That was the original greenwashing. Now it's being used for something that is a much more... again, disingenuous practice.
Tell us again, why is greenwashing, the use of the term greenwashing, disingenuous?
Well, it's a company that inflates or spins its product or services to look green and to look appealing.
They've got a brand promise they don't live up to.
That is entirely accurate.
They try to hide behind this rhetoric. Well, let me tell you something, Allison.
Yes.
As people in the marketplace like you and me, you and I both know that you could have got away with that 20 years ago in 2010. You know, that's a kiss of death doing stuff like that.
That is. When companies are discovered doing this, when they're effectively defrauded,
yeah,
it is a public relations nightmare for them.
Well, it just ripples through the blogosphere and social media, and you got to be very careful with that. So I had not thought about greenwashing that way. That's a very interesting thing. So what's the opposite of greenwashing?
Is actually being green. Is actually creating a product or service that lives up to its claims.
Not greenwashing, green wearing.
That's right.
How about that?
That's a good one. I think you've just coined a new term for the industry.
Don't forget my commish.
We'll be cutting a check soon.
No problem. Here's my address. Go ahead.
Okay.
So, all right, finish your thought.
Right. So that's just one thing to be aware of. Your listeners are small business owners. They may be considering subscribing to different paper suppliers, different ink suppliers, different kind of light bulb providers. Just be sure that while you're pursuing these very positive pursuits,
right,
that you're really checking out the claims behind them.
Don't you think the American consumer and businesses these days have got pretty good charlatan antennas? Don't you think we've got pretty good antenna that when, you know, we've all got these antennas, when we hear something that doesn't quite sound right, we got these antennas that run up and we say, whoop, you know, I think I've got my greenwashing radar going on here.
I think American people and American small businesses are particularly savvy. However, I think there's some things about claims that we just may not know intuitively.
Yep.
So it really is.
Or we may not be qualified to refute them.
That's right. I'm certainly not qualified to know the validity of every statistic I see. So it's important that I check things out.
So you're saying be skeptical. Make companies prove. Ask them to, don't just take their soundbite. Ask them to back it up how about require them to have an industry corroborating source.
Yes, I think that's right. And for people to really compare, there are multiple options in virtually every category.
Mm-hmm.
So look up the background, check it out. and then calculate what the effect is going to be on your small business.
It's also important to point out to small businesses, don't you be playing fast and loose with the green term.
Right. And I know that none of your listeners would be doing that.
None of them would do that.
It would almost be a moot point to say that.
Right. Well, but they might not realize. You know what? They might do it and not mean to be. You know what I mean? They may think that it's a good thing and not really realize where the industry is at this point, where the marketplace is at this point.
That's an excellent point.
And you've just helped them to educate them in that. And Galison, for that and for all the other things you've done for us over the years, we thank you.
Thank you.
Give us that website again, please.
www.DiballandAssociates.com. Dibal is DiballAssociates.com.
Will you come back another time real soon?
I would love to.
It's always a pleasure.
Back.
Thank you for being here. Allison Dibal, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Allison joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.